We're the station with more ways to win. WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
It's time now for live high school basketball on WCDO. And to call all the action, here's Greg Davey.
Yeah. Welcome to live Tri-Town High School basketball tonight from Unitigo. There's energy in this gym that's going to heat up any cold winter night. I'm telling you, it might be a cliche, but I think it's true. I mean, I started setting up here about 15 minutes ago, and I heard Green people who aren't used to be doing their games going, all right, radio's here. I mean, they know what's at stake in this game. Of course, Unitigo knows what's at stake in this game. We've got a little surprise for you to tell you about tonight. There will be no head varsity coach in action. The JV coach will be taking over tonight. Tell you about that in just a second. Unitigo and Green boys, a lot of green on the gym tonight and in the stands. And our Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show gets us going. Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center is the sponsor. They're on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, with a phone number of 563-4311. For all your transportation needs, including daily rentals and an expert service department, Chambers and O'Hara wishes the coaches, players, and fans of both teams the best in tonight's ball game. And when I talk about coaches, I talk about Coach Rick Smith of the Green Trojans, but instead of Cal Locke on the boys' side for Unitigo, it is assistant or JV coach Lou Kaiser. Cal Locke's about to become a father of twins. His wife, Allison, according to athletic director Matt Hafley, she's in the zone. Let's put it that way. She is in the zone and ready to go. If he's listening, that's the best I could come up with, Cal, and all of our best to you and your wife, Allison, and your expectant twins. Can't wait to hear the news, and hopefully maybe we'll get the news tonight. You never know. Things like this would be very, very special and archived forever on WCDO Sports On Demand. Our broadcast, whether they're twins or not broadcast, is a presentation of WCDO Sports with rights granted by Section 4. Any rebroadcast or republication of our programming without written consent of Section 4 is strictly prohibited. I was able to acquire the records of all 12 teams in the Mid-State Athletic Conference, and I can tell you that Green is undefeated at 6-0, having beaten Sydney in a game we did on CDO, Deposit, Harborsville, Afton, Walton, and Hancock. Unitigo is 6-0. They have wins over Walton, Oxford, Bainbridge-Guilford, Deposit by 1 point, Delhi, and most recently on Wednesday night, a nail-biter, a 5-point win over Harborsville. So we are going to step away, talk about both teams a little bit more and what they bring to this game, as the first place is at stake. Now, you've got a couple of teams in the balance at 5-1. We're talking Sydney and Unadilla Valley. So at this point, those four are the power in this division. Nobody else has a record better than 500. So step it away. We'll take a break, hear from Chambers and O'Hara and some of our other great sponsors, and come back with more information for you tonight leading up to our MAC game for first place in the boys, Unitigo and Green, on your all-live AM and FM WCDL.
If you are in the market to buy a new vehicle, look no further than Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside in Sydney. With over 35 years' experience in the automotive business, Cork O'Hara offers knowledgeable, professional sales and service. And with over 100 vehicles on the lot, Chambers and O'Hara has the perfect vehicle for any budget. Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. See the complete selection at chambersohara.com or call 563-4311.
Oh, there's nothing better than a Big Mac sandwich.
Well,
the melted cheese, tangy pickles, special sauce.
I can think of one thing.
Impossible.
Two Big Mac sandwiches.
Now at McDonald's, get two Big Mac sandwiches for just $4. Two legendary Big Mac sandwiches with melted cheese, pickles, and special sauce, only $4.
Okay, that is better.
And bigger.
Delicious.
There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Price and participation may vary. Price of single item posted on the menu board. Limited time offer.
Some prefer it hot, like hot McCafe coffee, mochas, lattes, and more. And some, yes, prefer it cold. McCafe smoothies and rich, creamy McCafe shakes and frappes are just the start of their thing. And everyone likes saving big during McCafe Mondays. Mondays in January, get a small white chocolate mocha for $1. Yup, just $1. There's something for everyone to love at McDonald's. Prices and participation may vary. A la carte only. Limited time only.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valleyview Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valleyview Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
This winter, let Morabito keep life warm. Morabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Morabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Morabito.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
All right, been talking with the folks up here at the top of the stands at Unitigo, and actually, you know, this is, I think I'll have to interject before I even start about the preview and the Chambers and O'Hara Auto Center tip-off show. I was able to speak. You remember last Friday, the half, Sydney and Afton girls, the half that did not end at the half, and then last night, the shot that was counted as 2 points but never went through the hoop? I saw both officials. One of the officials from the Afton-Sydney game is working here tonight, and the other official who was on duty last night saw him this morning, just wanted some interpretation. And as far as the basket from last night goes that never went in through the hoop but got counted for 2 points for Marissa Woodard, he said, and I quote, "I missed it. I looked, I saw it on the rim, thought it was going in, had to see which of the three green girls that was guarding Marissa Woodard was going to get called for the foul because it was a foul. I had to get the number. My partner's job was to see if the ball goes in." I mean, I'm a former certified ref, and I know that the partner has to come into play at that point, see if it goes in or not. He didn't see it. I assumed it went in, and I can't believe it did that it didn't go in, and I can't get anybody's word for it. If my partner didn't see it go in or not go in, I have to take what I interpreted. So I had to count the basket. I came over, and I apologized to both sides. Now, as far as the timing, 47 seconds down to 33 when the clock operator did not stop the clock, he said that one was reversible because we, gentlemen's agreement or coach's agreement, determined that it was about 47 seconds and everybody was okay with that because the clock operator admitted he did not stop the clock. So that's that. Now, back to Sydney Afton when the girl Sierra Palmateer threw the ball up from half court at a half-court shot, and she wound up having to shoot free throws after the halftime break. That's a whole nother mess. I'm not even going to get into it. I just, too many cooks spoil the broth. Let's put it that way. All Chiefs, no Indians. All right, well, anyway, we're here for Unitigo Green, and we're also going to have updates from Hunter Sowersby, a Sydney graduate, but up interested in a Unitilla Valley-Harpersville girls game, and so am I, but now this is... Everybody's interested in it tonight. A lot of people here asking why I'm not in Unitilla Valley. I said, well, this is a game of undefeated teams ready for the boys' lead in the MAC. And the other game, we've already got it covered. Hunter's going to give us updates. going to text me updates on the Harpersville-Unadilla Valley girls game at UV. So here for Unitigo, though, I don't have green stats. I can tell you the games that they won and who they played. But the boys last Wednesday, two nights ago, had to really pull it out of the socks, so to speak, to defeat Harpersville. Harpersville gave it everything they had and had a lead late in the game after being down by 11. They came back to lead it, and Tanner Winchester and Kelvin Comenda, really the cream rose to the top in that game, as Winchester had a career-high 31 points. Comenda had 16, and in that fourth quarter, they combined for 5 and 7. They combined for 12 points. 12 out of the 16 points. So, I mean, when the going got tough, the tough really got going in that, if I can use an overused phrase. But they are now winners of all six of their games in the league, but they've lost all five of their non-league games. Talked about it in the pregame show on Wednesday night. Green, don't know their overall record. I can only go from their MAC. They have defeated Sydney 70-54. If you remember that game we broadcast on CDO, it was all Green in the first quarter, all Sydney in the second quarter, and then Kevin Ekstrom, Justin Ekstrom, a 6'3 senior, he put up 5 3-pointers in a row that hit nothing but net. I mean, he didn't even hit the rim. He was so on fire. And those 15 points were the pull-away points that Green needed. Sydney never got closer than double digits. They lost 70-54. That's Sydney's only loss. They have won 5 straight sets, and they play tonight at Deposit. Green then went to Deposit and won 67-46. They hosted Harpersville and won 61-32. At Afton, they won 65-50, though the score was a little too far for what really happened in that game. Afton was within a few points with 5 or 6 minutes to go when Green turned it on there. Walton was a challenge for him as well. 64-56, the Walton Warriors won. And then Hancock did not provide much of a challenge for Green. So with that tune-up, it was a 76-27 victory. Unitigo's league wins over Walton by only 4, 67-63. Oxford by 13, 66-53. BG, we did that game on WCDO. That was 72-43, their best effort in the league so far. Deposit with a one-point squeaker, 61-60. Delhi, 60-48 victory. And then the game at Harpersville, 62-57. I'm just looking around, you know, it'd be nice to look around and not have to say anything, but I'm looking around for the ambiance of the game. A lot of the college kids have returned, so it leaves the student section a little more bare. The Green folks were excited that WCDO was here, so I like that because, you know, it was a quiet timeout in the JV game, which was won by Unitigo, by the way, and a close one. Heard Green folks go, all right, radio coverage. And so I think they can appreciate that because they had that in Sydney in their win there. Next week it'll be Unitigo-Sydney, so watching this game closely, Sydney and UV with one loss apiece. UV defeated Harpersville last night. And I got the answers to why we have so many Thursday games now. We have Thursday games quite simply because teams don't want to play on Saturday, and school systems don't want to pay time and a half for the custodial staff to work on Saturday. It's as simple as that. I thought maybe there was a roughing situation or something. I really didn't know. But anyway, 2.5 away, we're going to take our last break of, sorry I didn't give you too many stats, but I gave you a lot of scores, right? And a neonatal update. But we've got about 2 minutes to go before we hear Judy Patel sing our national anthem and the announcement of the starting lineup, so stick around. It is the game of the year so far in the MAC. It is Green undefeated 6-0, Unitigo undefeated 6-0, boys MAC action, and it's coming up very soon on your local sports leader, WCDO.
At Catskill Travel in Sydney, travel is our business. No matter what type of travel you require, you can count on us for the lowest applicable fares and best travel options. Catskill Travel specializes in exciting cruises to anywhere in the world. And we offer exceptional rates through our discount cruise affiliation. Ask about leisure cruise packages for popular destinations like Disney World, the Caribbean, and Mexico. When it's time for your next trip, see the people who know travel. Catskill Travel. Call 563-2156.
Quality Hardwoods in Twin Valley on Route 8 in Bainbridge proudly take part in sponsoring local sports on WCDO and remind fans to get out and cheer on your favorite teams. If you're a woodworker, contractor, or do-it-yourselfer, be sure to stop by Twin Valley, featuring quality hard and soft woods for flooring, stairs, cabinets, molding, and more. Every piece is hand-inspected and stored in a climate-controlled area. Visit Twin Valley's retail store, a division of Quality Hardwoods on Route 8, just a half mile north of the Route 7 and 8 traffic light, and proudly supporting our area's local athletes.
Your friends from C.H. Landers Funeral Home in Sydney proudly support the area's young athletes and wish our local teams the best of luck. Sports plays an important role in students' development into adulthood, and C.H. Landers is happy to be part of WCDO's live game coverage. C.H. Landers has been serving families in distress for over 50 years and will continue to be there for you and your family. C.H. Landers Funeral Home, located at 21 Main Street in Sydney, wishing our local teams the best of luck.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Hey, how about that for perfect timing? All right.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early light what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
Thank you, Judy. And now we will have tonight's starting lineup.
And now for your green starters. Number 10, Zach Wetland. Number 22, Cameron Race. Number 23, Justin Ekstrom. Number 34, Brandon Davis. And number 45, Colin Brooks, coached by Mr. Rick Smith and Mr. Jeff Berry.
Well, dark green with white against white with dark green. Cool.
And now let's make some noise for your Unitigo starters. Number 10, Kellen Comenda. Number 20, Tanner Winchester. Number 24, Jonathan Forte. Number 42, Shane Bucci. And number 44, Jared Jones, coached by Mr. Lou Kaiser.
All right, so you heard the name that's not Catlock, who's the first-year head coach, the JV, longtime JV coach moving out for the retirement of Jim Knight, who's now helping with the Delhi program. We got Lou Kaiser, who was the JV coach before Cal Locke, and his son Scott Kaiser is helping out and got to coach the JVs solo tonight as Lou prepares for his game, as Coach Cal Locke prepares with his wife Allison for the birth of twins, and maybe we'll get that news tonight. I don't know. I have no idea the expectant time or the labor, but being a father of two cesarean section 30-plus hour babies,
If we get the news, it's great. Let's put it that way. All right. It's going to be Jared Jones into the starting lineup tonight. He played a great game against Harpersville off the bench. He gets the start tonight in a show of a little bit more height against a taller Green team. Of course, Harpersville was taller than Unitigo, and Green is definitely taller than Unitigo. But they'll pass inside Jones with a shot to Winchester. That's partially blocked by number 34, Brandon Davis. Good defensive play by the 6'3 senior. So while a 2-3 zone was implemented by Green to start the game, I'm sure there's going to be switching of zone and man-to-man. Unitigo right now in man-to-man, and Colin Comenda is guarding his man closely. I know that. Forte's in there as well, and the turnaround by Colin Brooks is no good. And here comes Unitigo in their zone-busting offense. Top of the key, it's Winchester and Comenda playing catch. Forte in the corner. A weak pass. He stayed with it, though, after the double team knocked it away. Bucci has it. Nice pass by Forte inside. It's Jones right back to Forte. Into the corner, Jones, baseline. There's a pushing foul along the baseline as Jared Jones was setting up for a pass to a teammate. There's no way he was going to shoot that ball. I think he saw an open teammate, but he's fouled before there's a shot, and that's Brandon Davis's first and our team's first. Want to welcome a lot of the Green contingent listening online tonight. Can't tell how many, but we know there's a bunch. Jones inside, gave up a shot on inside right to pass it across the key to Shane Bucci, and the ball got deflected and then eventually stolen. No score, looking for the first points. Oh, Brooks inside to a wide open Brandon Davis, and Davis also missed, so Unitigo dodged a bullet at that time. Actually, they've dodged two, and Brooks missing two inside close shots. Forte, crossover dribble. He gives it up to Comenda. Comenda around the screen by Bucci. The whirling dervish, no good. A short shot on the left side, up by Jones, and Jones is the first one to score. He's listed at 6'1", but I got to give him a 6'2 on that. A fall-away jump shot by Zach Wentlett. He misses Brandon Davis misses the follow-up. 2 minutes into the game, just 2-0, much like last night's game start. But I guarantee we'll have more points than this one. Another one by Davis that rolls off the rim. He's got to be super frustrated at this point. Ekstrom, meanwhile, long distance, no, with a follow-up by Brooks, and he is fouled on his way to the basket for the second chance points. Foul will be on Kellen Comenda. First foul for the Spartans. JV game again, won by Unitigo. It was either 55-46 or 56-45, but somewhere in that neighborhood. They turned the lights off before I could write it down. First shot is up by Brooks and no good. Jared Jones's basket is all that is represented in the first 2 minutes and 21 seconds. Second shot also short for Colin Brooks. 0-for-2, and we go to town here for Unitigo to my left. Forte dribbles through a double team. Somebody's open. Bucci outside to Winchester. He's open, but it takes it off the back of the rim. Rebound pulled down by Comenda, the shortest guy on the floor. He's got the ball back from his pass by Jones. His shot rolls off. And the rebound controlled by Brooks. Wentlett, averaging close to 20 points a ball game, gets around a screen. Nice pass inside to Davis off the glass. He can't hit it. Brooks rebounds. It's short and he's fouled. Well, Green has had at least a dozen shots inside and has hit none of them. That is not going to stay status quo, I can tell you that. The foul will be on Shane Bucci, who picks up his first. Back at the line is Colin Brooks. I wonder if Luke Kaiser is making mental notes of this. He's 0-for-3, so if the game's on the line and Brooks is on the court, that might be a possibility. Fourth shot, also no good. 0-for-4 from the line. Neither team impressing anybody right now offensively. Forte gets bumped by Cameron Race. That'll be his first. Not sure why Forte waits till there's a double team to spring into action, but he's in that corner, so he's going to get double teamed in a zone defense. Forte is at the top of the key now, right side to Bucci. Bucci, one dribbling off to Komenda. Komenda's guarded by Wentlandt. That could be a good matchup right there. Inside, Winchester breaks free, up and over the rim for 2 points. Winchester's first points on a short timeout called by Coach Kaiser. 4:34 to go in the first quarter, 4-0. Unitigo out to the early lead. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When the cold weather hits, it's hard not to think about the heating season and the cost of heating your home or business. Kurt Gardner from Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney reminds you that there are ways you can save money during the heating season. By annual cleaning and maintenance checks of your heating system, you can extend its life. Kirk also offers plumbing, electric work, and carpentry, from minor home repairs to complete remodeling of your home or business. For professional, quality work at reasonable prices, call 349-0831. That's 349-0831 for Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Green just ran the traditional and very well-executed pick and roll. However, the miss inside by Colin Brooks on the layup.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to...
Saved by Komenda, a blind save. Winchester's got it off the tap from Forte. The roll to the rim, no good. Rebound, Ekstrom. Long pass up ahead to Wentlandt. He's got two to beat. Behind the back and a foul on Forte, who reached in at the wrong time trying to steal the ball. That'll be one on Jonathan Forte. Substitution. Now, one thing for sure about Green, Coach Smith, he plays all nine of his guys. He's got mainly a senior lineup with two sophomores and a freshman. Ekstrom will inbound just under 4 minutes to play. Green still looking for their first points. Into the game is Joe Miranda and Josh Hurlbert. Ekstrom, who can be dangerous from three-point land. He made five in a row against Sydney. Backing in, Miranda short on the shot, but he's fouled. That might be two on Forte. No, it's 44. That would be Jared Jones, and that'll be his first. So at the line is Joe Miranda. Miranda is one of the two sophomores on the club, 6'3 sophomore, wears number 15. And we'll put it up with a right hand. The first shot is off the back of the rim. What did Unitigo do to the rim to make them all go 0-for-5? That invisible lock on the rim, apparently. 3:42 left, first quarter. Short on that shot. 0-for-6. Ball touched last by Josh Herbert, who is a 6'4 senior. So Coach Smith saying we're going to stay in that 2-1-2 zone. Now the middle is manned by Joe Miranda, so he'll be up a little bit and down a little bit. He controls the paint. Komenda, nice shovel pass over to Jones. Jones, nothing there, blocked off by Ekstrom. Down low again, Jones. He's looking for someone to pass to. Good pass to Komenda. Shot blocked by Ekstrom, but they'll call a foul. Komenda got his shot blocked. Potential call there because of the body. And Ekstrom is smiling. I don't know if Komenda's no. Kellen's not smiling at all. He's going to take these two shots. He can't give them back. First shot is up and good. A 5-0 start. 3:24 left in the first quarter. Still hard to believe it's this score, 5-0. Second shot is good. Komenda shooting above 75% on the season, along with Tanner Winchester. The team about 62%. So still looking for answers. Miranda back to Wentlandt. Wentlandt is going to stop and pop it at short. Rebound Forte. Jonathan will bring it up himself as the rest of the offense sets up. Forte looking for Winchester on the right side, but he's going to go past left to Komenda. Komenda to Bucci in the corner. Back out Forte. Bounce pass to Komenda. Shovels it over to Jones in the right corner. No good. Rebound is up for grabs. It's Bucci. Fouled before he shot. He got the defender off the ground. I think that's Josh Hurlbert. Yep. Josh Hurlbert. His first foul. Clock stops with 2:48 to go at non-shooting. Fourth team foul, and that's going to emit an inbounds play underneath the basket. In the corner, Komenda goes baseline. Pass to Bucci.
Cameron Race figured that one out quickly and was able to swat the ball away. Good play on the defensive end by senior Cameron Race, whose mom is the scorekeeper. Jonathan Forte, quick dribble to the right for Jared Jones. He's double-teamed in the corner, needs some help, and he throws it on a prayer to Forte. Forte into Winchester, fall away, left shot, or left side bank shot, good. Winchester with four, and it's 8-0. Wentlett, shovel pass as he drove hard. Now it's back outside into Miranda. Miranda scores at the 2:14 mark. So 8-2. Green now on the scoreboard. Right corner to Commander, right back to Winchester. Wide open on the far side, on the near side rather, is Forte. Right back to Winchester. Back to Forte. He's open for a three. Takes it and off the back of the rim. He had a lot of shots like that against Harpersville. Long pass up ahead to Wentlett. Zach passes back to Ekstrom. Lines it up for three. No, spins out. Rebound, Kellen Komenda. Komenda forces it into the hoop and got the ball deflected and now stolen on the save attempt by Ekstrom. Justin Ekstrom passes, gets the pass back from his teammate, Cameron Race, and Race now has it on the right wing. 20 on the shot clock. Wentlett drives in hard. Scoop to the hoop from way underneath. And it rolls off the back of the rim. 1:07 to play. Unitigo 8, Green 2. Jones. Jones right back to Komenda. Kicks it in the corner to Winchester. Off and the weak side rebound, Jared Jones. Jones back to Bucci. Lines it up for three. Off the rim. And the rebound to Justin Ekstrom. Spartans not impressing anybody with their shooting, but they've got a 6-point lead at this time. Backing in, pass out to Race, shot for three is good. Herbert to Race, and it's now 8-5 with 25 seconds left. Remember, Unitigo might be the only scoreboard in the country who does not have the tenth of a second. We're going to challenge that somewhere along the way. Historic scoreboard here. To the left side, Forte, 12 seconds to go. They're going to go for it before the clock runs out. The shot missed by Bucci. Rebound, though, Jared Jones again. Pass, it, or the shot is blocked from behind and out of bounds. So Unitigo has it where they want it. Eric Hartshorn will replace Jared Jones, who's been a workhorse underneath. 5 seconds to go. They can set up an inbounds play and not give Green a chance to shoot. Comes way out to Forte. Forte to the left side for Bucci. Bucci to Winchester, cranks it up there at half court, or not half court, three-point land in a fall away. Wasn't the best design play, and Green, despite horrible shooting, is within three at 8-5 as we end this first quarter very quickly. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Some auto dealers focus on sales, and others are more focused on service. At Butler Auto Sales in Sydney, you get the complete package. A friendly, knowledgeable, trustworthy sales staff combined with an experienced service department that's second to none. Butler Auto has over 120 vehicles, every make and model, from Hondas, Nissans, and Toyotas to Fords, Chevys, Chryslers, and many more. See the incredible selection at Butler Auto Sales, Service, and Rentals, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. Butler Auto Sales proudly supports high school sports on WCDO. Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back to Unitigo. Our game for first place here is not an offensive thing to brag about. However, you still play the game and you try to outscore the opposition. Unitigo and Green going at it toe-to-toe, 8-5 our score so far. Tanner Winchester works it inside to Shane Bucci outside, wide open, Forte for three. Again, rims out. Forte has not made one in the last two games. but he hasn't missed by much in any of his shots. Zach Wetlett held scoreless in the first quarter, and that's news in itself. Joe Miranda, though, muscles in across Tanner Winchester's defense and scores. Joe Miranda with two baskets for 4 points to lead the scoring, and it's now 8-7. An 8-0 run for Unitico, a 7-0 run for Green. Winchester lost his balance. There was a bump and a run. No call either way. Winchester, though, stays with it and gets the free steal and the basket, and the layup is the first points for Unitico of the second quarter and the first points in a while. They had led 8-0 before Green scored. It's 10-7. Around the screen comes Wentlett through the double team. Nice hands by Forte. Scrappy hands that they are, and got the steal. Green staying in that zone defense, but trapping it whenever they can. So Unitico really needs to keep the ball movement going like they have. Substitutions. We've got 34 Brandon Davis back in the game. And freshman Luke Erickson, a 5'9 freshman in the ball game now. Forte is at the top of the key. Nice pass inside to Winchester. Winchester to Bucci. Oh, Bucci, his pass was stolen by Wentlett, who goes up and finishes, but that's his second steal, so to speak. Wentlett's first points of the game. His first steal, he ran into the official. And the ball popped loose, so he stole it again. It's a fall away for Komenda. Up and good. His first field goal. Kellen with 4 points. Winchester and Komenda teaming for 10 of the 12 points. Wentlett, pass goes through his legs and almost stolen by Komenda, who dives on the floor. Now Forte bumps and runs, and they somehow get it free and clear to Wentlett. Back to the right side, shot put up by Erickson. Short rebound, leaping up there is Komenda, leaving it without question. Winchester, what a move down the paint, and he's fouled. He does not get the basket to drop, but well, the basket's not going to drop. The ball would drop, but it dropped outside the rim. Nice move by Winchester, kind of taking it to the defense. Like the team really hasn't done all that aggressively so far. The foul is on Josh Hurlbert of Green, his second. That's the team's fifth. So Forte comes out, replaced by freshman Braden Beals. We have two freshmen in the game. These guys are going to go against each other for 4 years. Josh Hurlbert comes out with his second foul. Colin Brooks goes in. Winchester at the line to shoot two. He made the first one. He made the second one. 4-for-4 for the Spartans as they open up a 5-point lead. No ties, no lead changes. Wentlett screen by Davis. Wentlett passes out to Ekstrom, almost a steal. No, it is a steal by Winchester. He stayed with that, too. Goes up and skies for the layup. Tanner Winchester with 10 points. 5:09 to play, first half, 16-9. Wentlett down the paint, and he's blocked before the shot gets taken. Foul will be on Beadle. Subs again for Unitico. Jones comes back in for Bucci. Hartshorn sits down, replaced by Corbin Henry, a 5'11 senior. Hartshorn, 5'10 junior, coming out. Ekstrom will inbound with 5:05 to go. Nice play by the freshman. A bank shot, no good. Erickson, a little H-O-R-S-E type of shot from underneath the basket. It didn't go anywhere. And Erickson kind of ad-libbed on that one, but Ekstrom, Justin Ekstrom, called for the foul. That's his second. Green has 6 fouls, so the next one that's not shooting will be a 1-1 for Unitico. Still in the zone, just different personnel out there for Green. I told you that Coach Smith plays everybody. High post for Jones to Komenda. Komenda pushing it across for Beadle. Beadle, triple team, forced the shot, blocked by Brooks. Recovery by Davis. So the two big guys are back in there for Green together. The guys that had all the shots and could not make them. The shot for Wentlett. Oh, spins out. That was a 3-point attempt. Beadle outruns Wentlett for the loose ball. Up, down. Oh, taken away by one freshman. Gets the ball taken away by the other freshman. Erickson scoop. No good. Rebound by Brooks. And then he didn't have a chance to grab it. Commander took the ball right out of his hands. Behind the back pass. Blocked on the shot by Beadle. Blocked by Davis. Well, you don't promote the behind-the-back pass. However, in that case, that was the perfect pass to make. But I got to give Brandon Davis credit for the block on the shot by Beadle. Substitutions. I guess both teams need the bench tonight because this is up and down the floor. Quickly, 16-9. Unitigo has never trailed. Green's still trying to get on track with their offense. Ekstrom at the foul line. Nice back door, but no. Knocked away by either Forte or Henry, or maybe a combination of the two. Unitigo with the recovery. Tanner Winchester to the left side. Back to Forte. Forte to the foul line. Now it's Commenda. Same spot as before. This one rolls off, though. Rebound by Davis to outlet Ekstrom. Now Ekstrom in the first half against Sydney. Didn't take many shots. Oh, traveling is the call. And Ekstrom has put both hands up. He goes, what do you mean me? You know, that's the classic in the NBA. That's a great move, but in high school basketball, it's still considered a travel. So a short timeout called by Rick Smith. He's also asking why that was a travel. I think three steps to me is still a travel in this league. 3:30 to go, 16-9. Let's stay right here. And I told you about Sydney Unitigo next week. We've got the girls' game on Tuesday night. Unitigo has owned that series the last several years. Sydney with an undefeated mark in girls' MAC action so far, so they're looking to continue that streak. They'll play deposit, I think, tomorrow. And then the boys, Unitigo and Sydney boys, always a fun affair, no matter where the game is. The game here 2 years ago, standing room only, and they had a TV set up with radio coverage in the cafeteria. That's how crowded it was. Foul on in the open court, basically, but it was down near the baseline. Foul will be on Colin Brooks of Green. That's his first, and at the line will be Jared Jones. But first, the substitution. It'll be our final, ninth and final player for Green entering the game, and that's Luke Day. He's a 5'7 sophomore. Day and Miranda are sophomores. Erickson is a freshman. Everybody else, all six others, are seniors. And the clock stops with 3:21 to play. Jones with a basket for 2 points. His points were the first ones of the game. And it's 1-1. If I said two, I apologize. It was 1-1. First missed shot from the line for Unitigo. Green, meanwhile, is 0-6. Wetlet tried to set up an individual move. Or was that air? No, that was, that was Day. And he missed it. Day and Wetlet look very similar when they're driving down the lane. One's number 10, one's number 11. Winchester, double-teamed in the corner, finds Forte at the top of the key, again missing from three-point range. Davis gets the long pass. Now it's Day, guarded by Commenda. Commenda has his hands on the player, and you can't do that. Ekstrom rolls it off the rim. He gets his own rebound, kicks it out to the corner for Wetlet off the back of the rim. Ball is still loose. Ekstrom wrestles it free. Ekstrom to Day. 16-footer. No. Misses long. Again with a rebound. Brooks puts it up. And to say he out-muscled the defender is an understatement. He grabbed that ball away from the defender. Winchester. Hanging jump shot. Contact all over. Nothing called either way. They're going to let him play. Ekstrom to the left wing for Wentlett, who's been held to just 2 points so far. Wentlett double-teamed. Ekstrom in the right wing. They're posting Brooks against Forte. That's a big old matchup. Mismatch, I should say, height-wise. Wentlett, the give-and-go from Brooks. And there's a foul inside. The ball never got back to Wentlett. It bounced through his hands, but picked up by Brandon Davis, whose back was to the basket, and he's fouled before anything can happen. But that's bonus time, as Commenda has picked up his second foul. So he'll sit down, replaced by Shane Bucci. Commenda probably out for the rest of the half at 1:41. Now they may put him in if it's an offensive set. Meanwhile, it's Brandon Davis at the line. First time at the line and shows them how it's done on the 1-1. They break the string of six misses. Gets his team a point closer. It's now 16-12, Unitigo, with 1:41 to go in this half. Second shot also good. 16-13, one possession game. Jones up the floor. This is different. The biggest guy for Unitigo bringing the ball up the floor. Forte is on the left wing. The zone continues. Around the screen is Winchester. The double team. Bad pass by Winchester along the baseline. Knocked away by Brooks. Winchester will inbound. Well, we got a score from Unadilla Valley. I'll give that to you in just a second. 1:28 left. Top of the key for Jones. Forte, the offense. Down to the post for Bucci. Quickly reversing the ball. Now it's inside to Winchester. Winchester, nice fake. And off the glass, though, no good. Rebound, Bucci. Offensive board is good. Shane Bucci with his first points. 1:10 to play. From deep corner, Wentlatt misses short, tapped up there by Davis. And a steal by Winchester. Day is chasing him, can't get him. Layup for Winchester, he's got a dozen points. 20-13, 48 seconds to go. Wentlatt has been bottled up offensively. Long pass over to Day, he's open, but Henry hustles over to get it. And an entry pass stolen away by Winchester. He's going to go up against Davis, does not get the layup. Remember, this is an older gym, so there's not a lot of room. There's not a lot of room to land in that situation. It's about two steps, and you hit wall. Yes, there is a mat there. Has to be. State regulation. 36 seconds to go. That foul on Davis is his second. Two shots coming for Tanner Winchester, who has 12 points already. One shy of the green team total. 20-13. Spartans on a little run here. Ooh, this one rims out. Substitutions for Green, and there's three of them. Miranda, Race, and Erickson return. Winchester's second shot is good. 21-13. The score at Unadilla Valley after one quarter, 19-1. Or 19-2, rather. Harpersville leads Unadilla Valley after one quarter. Stolen by Forte, and Jones with a return pass. Forte off the glass is good. They are anticipating that second pass of the offense, and they've stolen it several times tonight, and usually for points. Wentlatt, a spin move inside, can't get it to go. Nice hustle by Brooks to keep it alive. 6 seconds to go. Wentlatt back outside. Erickson. Nowhere to go, 2 seconds left, but the foul will be called right before the half. 1 second on the clock. 1-2, 1-8, we don't know. Pushing foul on Forte. And that'll be his second foul. He and Commenda with two fouls. So at the line is Luke Erickson. And that'll be a 1-1. And it goes in. So 19-2, Harpersville leads Unadilla Valley after one quarter. A typical first quarter for Harpersville, no question about it. Making the statement early. Second shot for Erickson is good. Boy, did they need those. Four free throws in a row. They'll get one last crank. Forte, well, he hit the backboard from three-quarter court. But Unitigo, despite poor shooting for both teams, well, Tanner Winchester's got a decent night of 13 points. 23-15, the lead is 8 for the Spartans. So stick around, I'm Rabideau Energy Products Halftime Report coming up from Unitigo, live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
This winter, let Marabito keep life warm. Marabito Energy Products offers over 80 years of energy dependability. And today, that includes clean, efficient fuel oil and propane, even kerosene and coal. Our home heating customers can enjoy the benefits of automatic delivery, providing the reliability and affordability every family is looking for. Put the area's energy leader to work for you. This winter, call Marabito. Call 1-800-934-9480. Marabito.
The Egley family and the Egley Machine Company on Route 7 Riverside in Sydney proudly support high school sports on WCDO. The future of our area lies in the hands of our youth, and Egley Machine urges students to work hard in school. It's very important to complete your education, as today's job market is very competitive. No matter what field you're going into, prepare yourself for a prosperous and rewarding career. Egley Machine is a proud Tri-Town company that designs and builds injection molds for the plastics industry and components for a variety of other companies. Egley Machine proudly supports the youth in our communities and is happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO.
Most insurance companies talk about competitive rates, but do they really save you money when you buy your insurance from them? Oftentimes, the money you saved ends up costing you more. At Mang, we get the best price for the coverage you need when you need it most. Mang has the size, strength, and expertise to do what's right for you. Call 800-965-MANG or visit Mang online at manginsurance.com. Mang is proud to represent Kemper, a Unitrin business. Mang Insurance Agency, we insure your life.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Häagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers and O'Hara, Riverside and Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, mid-size, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers and O'Hara, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney. 563-4311.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
Welcome back for our halftime. It's Green and Unitigo matching undefeated MAC records at 6-0, 23-15. And about the only guy with any offensive continuity is Tanner Winchester, who is coming straight off that 31-point career night. He's now got 13, and other than that, nobody on either side with more than 4 points. We'll round that up for you as the Rabideau Halftime Report gets going on WCDO, brought to you by your energy experts, the Rabideau Energy Products, in delivering energy solutions with outstanding customer service. Call 563-HEAT, 563-HEAT. Well, Spartans have never trailed. They went out to a sluggish 8-0 lead. Not that Green didn't have their chances. In fact, if you strung all the measurements of their shots that they took and missed, the first 12 shots that they took and missed, it might get you to the foul line. Everything they missed inside, could not get it to fall, missed six free throws in a row. It went from bad to worse, but still only trailed 8-0. They brought it back to 8-5 at the end of the first quarter, thanks to a three-pointer by Cameron Race. And they got within a point. They got to 8-7. And then Unitigo took over, namely Tanner Winchester took over. He's got a game-high 13 points. He is 3-for-4 from the foul line. Other than that, Jared Jones with a basket, Shane Bucci with a basket, Jonathan Forte with a bucket, Kellen Kamenda a basket, and 2-for-2 from the line. He's got 4 points. And all told, Unitigo 9 2-pointers, and they are 5-for-7 from the free throw line. For Green, their top scorers are being held in check tonight. Man-to-man defense paying off for Unitigo. Zach Wentland held to just 2 points. He's averaging close to 20 this year. Joe Miranda with 2 baskets, 0-for-2 from the foul line for 4 points. Luke Erickson, the freshman, 2-for-2 from the line. 3-pointer for Cameron Race, as we said before. 2-for-2 for Brandon Davis, both from the line. And Colin Brooks with 2 points. He's 0-for-4 from the line. It is a frustrating night shooting, but it's a collective frustrating night. And I wouldn't say Winchester's all that smoking hot, but When you can steal the ball and go in for a lap, that's usually pretty good. The score, as we said, from Unadilla Valley, Harpersville 19, Unadilla Valley 2. And according to Hunter Sowersby, our correspondent out there in Unadilla Valley, he said it's a layup fest for Harpersville. In other words, that full court man-to-man defense is paying off in layups for Harpersville. No surprise there. That's how they do it. And losing Jordan Anderson to graduation, Unadilla Valley does not have that true point guard anymore, and that's one of the reasons, I'm sure, why Harpersville is playing that swarming kind of defense. There were some games last night, as you know, because the girls were here in another game that didn't see many points being scored. That was an overtime win for Green, and that was the third loss for Unitigo in the league. But also, Unadilla Valley boys defeated Harpersville 66-50. And that was a game, again, that was very, very close. Harpersville took Unitigo to the last minutes of the fourth quarter. They lost last night 66-50, but they were within a few points at the third quarter break. Not able to finish this year for some reason. They can play three real strong quarters. Fourth quarter's been their downfall. Also, Walton upended BG last night 67-30. Walton is 2-4 in the league. Oxford is, after the four teams that I mentioned, Green and Unitigo, obviously, with zero losses, Sydney and UV in the next tier with one loss each. After that, it's Oxford at 3-3, Afton 2-4, BG 1-5, Delhi 1-4, because we don't have their game against Harpersville. That needs to be rescheduled. Deposits 1-5, Hancock's 1-5, Harpersville 2-4 with one to be rescheduled, and then Walton is 2-4. So it's right now a four-team race between Sydney, Unadilla Valley, Green, and Unitigo. Looks like we might have midway through the second quarter. It's 25-4 now, Harpersville leading Unadilla Valley, and that's midway through the second quarter. Games coming up on CDO, of course, next week. Unitigo girls against Sydney at Sydney on Tuesday night. The boys will do their honors on Wednesday night. So that game expected, the boys game especially expected, to be a lot of fun. It usually is. There's always tension when those two teams get together. Hopefully tension in a good way. I know these guys are buddies off the floor, though. That's the best thing. With social media and the AAU and everything else. I mean, I remember going to school in Sydney, and you hardly knew who some of these guys were on the other teams, and it usually maybe pickup games in the summertime where you got to see other guys, and you really didn't get to know them. Or you went to Golden Valley Sports Camp. That was usually the place where you made friends. And then after that, next week, Sydney and BG girls on Friday night could be a good game because both teams are fighting for that top four spots in the MAC, and then Tuesday the 28th, it'll either be BG girls at Unadilla Valley or Unitigo girls at Afton. And we might sneak one in the 23rd. Harpersville girls are hosting Seton Catholic in a makeup non-league game on the 23rd. I'm thinking very strongly of doing that game, and I want to see Harpersville with a little stronger competition, and that would be the stronger competition they need. All right, we're going to step away. A minute to go before the second half. Morabito Energy Products Halftime Report. 563 Heat is the number for Morabito Energy Products. We'll be back with the second half of action. Green trailing Unitigo at halftime 23-15. Your local sports leader, WCDL.
We are specialists in you, Robert. About the way you see, you'll find it's true. We take care of your eyes and we take care of you. It's what you'd expect our doctors to do. We're specialists in you, Roberts Eye Care Associates.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 at AM 1490 WCDO.
Well, I thought maybe they held us up because it was radio time and we needed our commercial space, but no, it's because Coach Vicki Beams is keeping the score for the boys tonight. Had to get a salad or something. She's got something in Tupperware. All right, she's ready to go now. We're all ready to go. Second half of action, Unitico going to my right, Green to my left. Unitico is facing that zone defense yet again, and the double team in the corner for JPI. That's his dad, Jonathan Forte. And I knew I'd make that mistake one time away. One time or another. Forte caught in that double team against the 2-3 zone, and it's turned right back over on the possession arrow to Green. There, now we're caught up. Green needing to get some offensive stick. And Justin Ekstrom, who did this against Sydney, only from the three-point area. He has taken things into his own account, and he just stormed to the basket for his first basket of the game. A nice, powerful lefty layup and a rebound foul. Shane Bucci out-rebounded by number 34, Brandon Davis. And Bucci will be called for the foul. Ekstrom hadn't had that oomph to the basket in the whole first half, and he was a quiet guy against Sydney, too, and then they unleashed him in the third quarter. Ekstrom down into the baseline, an air ball shot by Colin Brooks, caught in the air by Commander. Here he comes, waiting for the defense and the offense. Gives up the fast break and goes for the set. Now a three-point shot left side, and it's good. Well, it was worth the wait for Colin Commander, no doubt about it. 7 points. For Commenda, Zach Wentlett held to just 2 points. He gets the ball stolen away from Jonathan Forte. The quick hands are at it again. Now he'll crank it for three off the back of the rim. Ekstrom, no doubt about that rebound. Forte taking a gamble, thinking there's an outlet pass done in a routine way, and almost, you know, he had Ekstrom thinking about it. Ekstrom now playing the point of all things. The biggest guy on the floor. Wentlett drives in, can't get the layup. He gets his own rebound, goes up, hacked in the act of shooting, and Wentlett has wondered what he's got to do to get to the foul line and drives like that. Well, he'll get his chance now as Jared Jones called for the second foul on his night. Second team foul on the Spartans, 6:25 to go. This is a fast-moving game, to be sure. And the shot is up for Wentlett, and it's good. Now, we talked about Commenda and Winchester shooting over 75%. This young man shoots over 82%, and he nails two at the line. So he's got 4 points, 26-19. Green outscoring Unitico just 4-3 so far in this quarter, not yet 2 minutes old. 26-19. Spartans have led the entire way. Winchester sees a little opening. Nice feathered pass to Jones, but he missed inside. How he got that ball through Tanner Winchester, I don't know. Nice basketball play, though. It came up empty. Quick hands of Jonathan Forte at work again. That is something you can coach, but you also have to have that. You just have to have that natural ability, which Forte has. Wentlett. Wide open, Ekstrom on the left wing. Now it's Unitico in the zone with Jones actually guarding Davis one-on-one. Matchup. Pass, Brooks somehow on his can. Gets rid of the ball. Wentlett inside, scores it over Jones and Bucci. And Wentlett now starting to catch fire a little bit. He's got six. It's 26-21. Unitico now by five. Bucci surrounded on that zone defense. Wentlett, hands quick but not quick enough. Forte gets the ball back, goes to Commenda for three, missed it. Jones rebounds, passes back Winchester, elbow jumper short. Bucci can't get the rebound. Ekstrom whacked at it. Forte wound up with it. He's double dribble. What? Well, they called double dribble. I'll be honest, I didn't see it. Corbin Henry comes in the game, replacing Jared Jones. Spartans going back to man-to-man this time, 26-21. They're going to mix up the defenses and try to confuse Green. Let's see how they do on that. It is Cameron Race playing the point against Shane Bucci. Inside, nice pass, Ekstrom. Ball is blocked, and then a foul called. The shooter was Colin Brooks. The foul will be on Corbin Henry. who commits his first foul. Tough inside play that time by Colin Brooks. And now they're going to say he wasn't shooting. So I guess Brooks will inbound it. Green with an inbounds play. Goes deep to Wetla. Forte guards him. One dribble over to Ekstrom. Ekstrom back outside to Race. Race to the right. Ekstrom for three. No, this time off the back of the rim. Rebounded on the fly by Winchester. The stop. Oh, nice pass off to Bucci. Winchester gave it up at the right time like an option quarterback. Off to Bucci for his second basket. 28-21 Spartans. The give and go to Brooks. Rowe just teeters off the rim. Davis with a follow-up. It's good. Brandon Davis with his first basket. And a slew of shots underneath. That's his first one he's gotten to drop. 28-23. Now we picked it up offensively. Bucci at a pass to wrap around from Winchester, but somehow Henry gets it. Henry, hoping he got a foul call to go to the line, didn't get that call. Race, wide open, foul line shot. Oh, it goes in and out. Inside Davis again. He's a Brandon Davis rebounding machine. And a timeout, short timeout for Lou Kaiser with 4 minutes to go in the third quarter, 28-25. Let's see if we got an update from our friend Hunter Sowersby. Nope, midway through the second quarter, Harpersville led Unadilla Valley 25-4. I would presume that it's halftime by now and that the gap for Harpersville is at the same, maybe a little less, maybe a little more. I don't know, but Harpersville seemed a bit nervous as they ended the game against Unitigo. I talked to a couple of them after the game. They said, now we have to face Unadilla Valley. It's probably going to be our toughest game. Well, they're facing that challenge head-on and doing quite well. I talked to Miranda Drummond after the girls' game as well, and she's just, after the boys' game, I should say. What a delightful person she is. I'm so glad I got to meet her, finally, after 4 years of covering her basketball, telling her about St. Bonaventure and the girls that have played there before from this area, Stephanie Collins and Courtney Mattingly among them. 28-25, Winchester, a little Globetrotter action. Somehow the ball gets to Forte. Now it's Hartshorn. Hartshorn into a pack, and the ball's loose. Picked up Commenda. Again, Winchester. Great pass to Hartshorn. He saw Eric Hartshorn inside. Drew the defense, and voila. 29-13 now in the score at Unadilla Valley, and Green throws the ball away. It'll go back to Unitigo, 30-25. Very timely stoppage of play for Lou Kaiser. Harpersville leads 29-13 at Unadilla Valley. Okay. And a lot of fouls being called, according to Hunter. All right. Right side. Forte again has come up empty on the three-point land. Here comes Green trailing by five. From behind, Commenda blindsides Cameron Race and steals the ball. In transition, Winchester. Nice pass inside the Hartshorn, and he draws the foul. Winchester had defense coming at him for a three-pointer. He stopped and wrapped the pass around to Eric Hartshorn, who impressed me the other night with three blocks against guys about 6 inches taller. And this time a guy about 5 inches taller fouled him. Shot is up. Rattles out. Hartshorn with a basket so far for two. Unitigo in the first half, 5 of 7 from the free throw line. Shot is up and good. Three for Hartshorn, 31-25. Spartans by six. 2:50 to play third quarter. Still anybody's ball game. Pick and roll. It's Race. Race guarded by Forte. Forte sliding right with him. Great defense and a timeout asked for by Coach Rick Smith. 2:39 left, 31-25. It's a short timeout. Spartans lead Green by six. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Welcome back, and back live action. Bringing in Cameron Race, who's going to drive past Bucci, and the finger roll is no good, but he gets two shots anyway. Oh, I thought that one was going to go in, and that would make a coach grimace in how easy Race got down the floor. Hartshorn picks up his first foul. First shot is up and good for the senior. Cameron Race made a three-point. The game's only three-pointer. That was in the first quarter. I'm sorry. The only one for Green. Comenda's got one. That's his first point since then, and he makes both free throws. Green is 4-for-4 and 8-for-8 since they missed their first six. They've made their last eight. 2:23 to go, 31-27. Inside, Comenda high off the glass. Beats the block attempt. Comenda with nine. And it is Wentlett driving hard. A scoop to the hoop. Left hand is good. Wentlett with 6 points of eight in this quarter. 33-29. Green up by four. Winchester double team behind the back. Still with dribble. Long pass over to Forte. Easy pass to Bucci. 10-footer right side short. Rebound Baron Davis. Comenda going for the steal. That was a mismatch, and coming down is Race, and he's fouled again. Or wait a minute. They're going to call him for an offensive, and that one has me baffled because there was nobody stationed and set for defense. Race drew the contact on that one, and, oh, boy, that one, got to wonder. An offensive foul is usually when somebody has planted themselves and the offensive player bowls them over. That didn't happen. But Race called for a second foul nonetheless. That's going to stand. 1:30 to go. Not a reviewable play, as they say. Nothing's a reviewable play in high school ball. Winchester, double team off to Forte. Three-point shot is blocked, but Winchester with a natural tendency to follow what happens. He was alertly ready for that block, and he grabbed the ball and put it up and in. Nice play by Tanner Winchester. That's a basketball instinct. Again, you can teach it as much as you want, but you either have it or you don't. 35-29, and the foul will be on 33, Josh Hurlbert. Forte comes off the floor, replaced by Braden Beadle. Forte, defensive specialist tonight. 1:17 left, Winchester. His first points of the second half, going for the three-point play the old-fashioned way, but he's short. Rebound by Joe Miranda, who's in the game. Miranda, Race, Ekstrom, Wentlett, and Herbert for Green. They're on the offense and facing the man-to-man defense. Steal attempt by Comenda. He missed it. Wentlett inside, draws the foul. Now that's drawing contact. That's going to go again on Hartshorn. That's his second. Comenda had gambled for the steal, and now he's got to readjust his shoe. 1:03 clock stop for Wentlett to shoot. Five team fouls on the Spartans, but this is a shooting foul. Back Wentlett, senior. Shot is up and good, and when he shoots it, not only does he, it's nothing but that, it's literally nothing but that. He does not touch the rim. Got a perfect form. And I didn't jinx him. He made the second one just the same as he did the first one. 35-31. It's as close to automatic as I've seen in a long, long time for boys basketball. 35-31. That continues to be a 4- and 6-point swing. Spartans doing enough to stay on top. Defensively for Green, they stay in that zone, double-teaming the ball. Inside Winchester. Chop block, but oh, they're going to call a foul on Miranda. Oh, my, another one of those. Really? A blocking foul? Or a hit-hacking foul? Well defended by Joe Moran. I'm going to defend his defense on that one. That was a very good block. But Winchester drawing the contact again. According to the officials, he'll get two more free throws. 45 seconds left. First shot, no good. Well, Tanner After making three of his first boards, missed his last two. Spartans by four in a low-scoring ball game. Now he's got it back. 16, leading all scorers. Wetlet with 10, leads Green. It is Cameron Race, guarded by Braden Beadle. A pair of 22s going at it. Unitingo to man-to-man. Oh, there's some space. Race goes up, off the glass. Got it cleanly this time. 7 points for Race. Down to a three-point lead now for Unitingo. 36-33. They can play for the last shot. Shot clock has been turned off. 19 on the clock. Will they wait till 5 or 6 seconds to go? Winchester on the left side, thinking about it. To the right for Beadle. Beadle's going to drive in, force the action, and he actually gets the benefit of the call there. He drove right into a double team, and Miranda's going to be the unfortunate victim a second time, or suspect, I guess I should say. But they say it's a non-shooting foul, too. Okay, 7 seconds left. Up top for Hartshorn. Inside to Winchester. He fakes, he spins, pivots, and goes up and makes the shot. Excellent play by Tanner Winchester to extend the Unitingo lead back up to 5 points. That's an excellent way for Winchester to end the quarter for his teammates. 38-33. Unitingo by five. Lots more great action ahead. It's live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When other car dealers say no, Butler Auto Sales in Sydney says yes. Butler Auto is a credit acceptance dealer, which means you'll get guaranteed approval. If you make at least $800 per month and have a down payment or trade-in, Butler Auto will get you financed. So no matter your credit situation, stop in and have a cup of coffee with Kevin Jones to see how Butler Auto Sales could get you into your new vehicle. And if you need a rental, we have rental vehicles at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney. Shop 24/7 at ButlerAutoSales.com. Call 563-1522.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
Unitingo takes possession, first play of the second or the fourth quarter. Greg Davey here at Unitingo, 38-33. So wait for an update on the Harpersville UV girls game. Inside, Winchester is going to be called for an offensive foul. Knocks over Brandon Davis. That one a little bit too demonstrative on Winchester's part, but he leads all scorers with 18. Unitingo outscored in that quarter 18-15. Most impressive for Green, they made their last 10 free throws after missing their first six. Man-to-man defense by Unitingo across the key. Davis cranks it up, baseline, short rebound, Commenda. He does not take right off. Lou Kaiser, who is acting coach tonight for Cal Lock, says, slow it down, no need to rush it. So content to keep the score low, so to speak. And defense is key for both teams. Nice pass along the baseline. Bucci can't hang on quite the way he wanted to. Coach Kaiser saying you probably should have shot it. But in the heat of the battle, he thought it was better to pass it. Nice pass underneath, though, I got to say. That, again, slicing through the double team with passes, I'm impressed. Ekstrom is guarded by Jared Jones, who's out there now. Start of the game and is been an excellent rebound tonight. Almost got a steal. The shot will plunk down for 34, Brandon Davis. He has got 8 points in this game, six in the second half. 38-35. Commenda. Started by Cameron Race. It's Commenda, Forte, Bucci, Jones, and Winchester. Short lineup in there. Winchester. The ball just happens to go into Bucci's hands. He got the shot blocked from behind. Recovered by Herbert. And now it's Wentlet in the right corner off the back of the rim. No good. And it goes high in the air for Commenda to pull it down. Commenda to Jones. Back outside Commenda. Fakes the three. Zone defense by Green has never stopped. Komenda for three. There's a little spot open. He takes it and makes it and follows through. To the delight of the Spartan crowd, because it was on their side. 41-35. 6-point lead. Davis going in against Winchester. He's under the basket, and his dribble a little too hard. It hit the end line. Timeout on the floor. Taken by Rick Smith. This will be a full timeout. 41-35. Unitigo leads by 6. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDL.
Hi, this is Bill Thomas from Sydney Auto Body. Did you know that it's your choice? If you need auto body repair service, you choose who does the work on your vehicle. And I'm proud to say that Sydney Auto Body has been a top choice by Tri-County area residents. We offer quality, reliable work performed by trained professionals. We use the most up-to-date frame and unibody measuring equipment and the DuPont paint mixing system. So remember, if you need auto body work, it's your choice. And I hope you'll choose Sydney Auto Body, 21 Union Street in beautiful downtown Sydney, 563-8200.
Winter. It's a fact of life in upstate New York. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies in Sydney Center has been our area's answer to all those winter hassles. Jessef Howe's is stocked with ice melters, roof rakes, snow shovels, and heat tape to avoid frozen pipes. And since you're probably spending more time inside this winter, why not think about indoor projects? This winter, get it all in just one stop. Jessef Howe's Building Supplies, downtown Sydney Center.
Your local sports leader for over 20 years. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Greg Davey back here at Unitigo. Still a barn burner of a game on the low scoring side. A steal by Wentlett against Forte. Wentlett's going to go up and can't hit the layup. Rebound by Herbert. And then a ball knocked away. It stays in play for some reason. I don't know how that stayed in play. Winchester. Arab... Acrobatic move, but he couldn't get it to go. Wentlett missed the layup moments ago. Guarded closely by Jonathan Forte. Screened by Herbert for Ekstrom. Ekstrom back to a shot by Herbert that missed. Rebound by Winchester. And again, Lou Kaiser saying, slow it down, fellas. Slow it down. Under five to play. Joe Miranda set to check in on the next dead ball. Winchester in the corner for Jones. Jones baseline. Slides a pass to Forte. Three-pointer left side. There it goes. It took two games and about 15 tries. But Jonathan Forte is in his first three-pointer in a while. Big time to do it. 44-35. Lead is now 9. And in fact, that's the largest lead of the game. Give and go to Hurlburt. Can't get it to go. Lays it up, though, on the follow-up shot. And he's shaking his head going, why did I miss that first one? But he stayed with it, got the second one. 44-37, Unitigo by 7, 4:13 left. Spartans will take some time off the clock. Bad pass by Komenda, but somehow he got it back. It was knocked away by Race. Now it's stolen by Ekstrom. Ekstrom will bring the ball up himself. Big burly guy that he is. Burly and graceful at the same time. A spin move in the lane over Jones and Ekstrom. Has 4 points now. He's only tried one three-pointer, though. 44-39. The nine-point lead is down to 5. Just going to say, Spartans are going to take some clock off, but they keep pushing it inside on the offense. Winchester back to Komenda for three. No, spins out. Ekstrom had it. It'll stay Spartans ball. It went off the fingertips of Justin Ekstrom. Spartans will inbound. It'll be Winchester to pass. To Jones in the right corner. That's the near corner for me. Forte looks right, passes left to Winchester. He's at the top of the key against the zone. Forte, bounce pass in the middle post to Komenda. Now it's Jones driving baseline. Slides it to Bucci, but it looks like he stepped on the line. Well, the officials are doing their job. They're watching that end line. And a timeout asked for by Lou Kaiser. We've got 3:17 left in this one. 44-39 Unitigo by 5. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. the Amphenol Corporation of Sydney. Happy to contribute to live Tri-Town Area High School Sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
All right. This game might wind up in the 50s after all. 44-39, 3:17 left. Coaches are using their full timeouts. I think both teams are out of their 30s. Ekstrom, Race, Wentlett, Davis, and Miranda on the floor for Green. And they've got the ball coming up. Ekstrom, guarded by Jared Jones. Ekstrom, look for Miranda. Sealed off there by Bucci. Good defense. They go the other side. Davis. Davis kicks it out. Race for three. Oh, air ball. But Miranda catches the air ball. And a traveling violation will be called on Miranda. He caught the ball, and I think he had anticipated going back right back up with it. But he got called for the travel. So 2:56 to play in this one. Let's see. Is it a full or a shorty? It's a full timeout. We can stay right here. It's okay with me. Looking forward to next week's games with Unitego and Sydney. The girls will play on Tuesday night, and the boys will play on Wednesday night. Anticipated start time, 7:15, Chambers and O'Hara tip-off show at about 7 o'clock. The Sydney games have been going the JV games starting at 5:30 have been going very, very fast. I normally show up to a gym at around 6:15, 6:20 and have plenty of time to get ready. I've shown up at Sydney a couple of times and had maybe 5 minutes to get ready, as the JV games don't get a lot of whistles, apparently, and they go right, start to finish real fast. Tonight we'll have our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award, the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, and the Echo Brands All-Purpose Award. And right now, all three are totally up for grabs. Green is still just a couple of hot streaks away from taking this game over, having trailed the entire time. Unitego doesn't want that to happen. The winner of this game takes sole possession of first place. It is Winchester driving inside to Bucci. His shot misses. Comenda again hacking, trying to get the ball loose from Ekstrom. That's not going to happen. But now he's taking care of Cameron Race. Race around the screen, goes up off the glass. Oh, it tips off, no good. It gets back in Race's hands. Bounce pass through the hole for Wetlett. Scoop, and it's over the rim for the two-pointer. Zach Wetlett in a veritable crowd down. Well, there's no paint. It's the regular color of the hardwood. This is also one of the gyms that doesn't have a paint. They call it a paint because it's a different color, but it's not a different color. Forte for three. No, that hits off the back of the rim. Comenda rebounds it, though. Goes to Winchester. Spin move underneath. No good. He tried the reverse layup. Long pass up ahead. Forte breaks it up. Comenda catches that. Well, Green took a gamble. 44-41. That could have brought them within one, but they didn't show patience. Good defense by Unitego. They did not give up defensively on that one. Forte plucked it out of the air and knocked it over to Kellen Comenda. Now it's Winchester. Shot blocked by Ekstrom. Almost a possession arrow. The ball is loose. It is Cameron Race. Race goes up and scores it. Cameron Race brings Green to within one. And a Unitego timeout. 1:26 left in this one. The barn burner has begun. 44-43. Unitego by one. You're listening to live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Huff Ice Cream is happy to be part of Tri-Town Area Basketball on WCDO. The folks at Huff Ice Cream support our local teams and wish them the best of luck this season. Huff Ice Cream is located in Sydney's Industrial Park and distributes Giffords, Haagen-Dazs, Ben & Jerry's, and Nestle's Ice Cream, as well as Utz and Bachmann Chips, pretzels, and snacks. Huff Ice Cream has been a proud family business for over 60 years and supports all student-athletes.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Just 1 minute, 26 seconds showing on the scoreboard. 44-43. The foul situation, Unitego has six. So the next time it's a non-shooting foul, Green gets to shoot 1-1. Green has five fouls. Takes them two to get Unitigo to the bonus. No one with more than three. Josh Herbert, I don't have anybody else with more than two. So nobody should fall out of this one. Commenda thought about a three on the left side. Shows some patience, though. Restraint. Forte in the corner to Bucci. Hands it off to Winchester. He's got a little bit of room. A leaner. Oh, it went in. Oh, wow. Tanner Winchester got the kindest roll he could ask for. Momentum says it should have gone over the other side, but it leaned back. 2 points, and coming back the other way, Wetland with two. A similar play. The two best playmakers on the court are doing their thing. 46-45. Spartans by one with the ball. Winchester takes it down, and is it an offensive? Is it a block? They'll call a block. Oh, that is truly the hardest shot in basketball, or the hardest call to make in basketball. The ball did not go in, although the official is asking for it. We're not going to have a replay of last night, are we? Please, no. All right. I saw the referee asking if the ball went in. Oh, no, we almost had a replay of last night. Okay, so Winchester at the line to shoot two. Please say he's shooting two. Yes, first one is up. Oh, no good. 43 seconds to go. The foul, by the way, is on Brandon Davis of Green. That is his third. That could have been a charge. It was called a block. Can't argue with the call, though. 43 seconds, and Winchester's second shot is good. I could always tell when he's going to make it because the arc is lower. 47-45. He hits one of two. He's got 21. 37 seconds to go. Wendlett, who just scored moments ago to get his team within one after the great play by Winchester. Now it's Wendlett. Too hard on the bank shot. He has a give and go. 24 seconds to go. And they're going to foul on purpose. They're going to foul Kellen Commenda. That'll be Joe Miranda's foul. And for Joe Miranda, that's his third. They stop the clock with 22 seconds to go, and it will be a 1-1, as that is the seventh team foul on Green. So at the line is Kellen Commenda. He hit two shots early in the game. He gets a 1-1 here. He's got 12 points, including 2 3-pointers. Shot is up, and it is good. The gap is now 3, 48-45 with 22 seconds to go. Somebody wants a timeout. We'll get a 30 out of it anyway. 48-45, Unitigo leads, and Kellen Commenda has one more free throw to go. You're listening to Live Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises in Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Bellevue Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery also has bulk rock salt for the winter. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Bellevue Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
Welcome back. We've got a 47-25 Harpersville girls leading Unadilla Valley after three. 22 seconds on the clock. Kellen Commenda just made the first one in for the bonus. Here's the bonus shot, and it is no good. Rebound Davis. That makes it a one-possession game. Cameron Race up the floor. Hand off to Ekstrom. Ekstrom guarded by Jones. He's going to drive in hard. He goes up, and no call either way. Rick Smith livid over there, wanting some sort of call. And the call will finally come when Zach Wentlett has to foul. Ekstrom went on one-on-one with Jared Jones for the express purpose of driving the lane to get either the basket or the foul or both. Came away with none of it. And Green fans were besides themselves wanting a call. This is 1-1 for Commenda. And it's no good. Rebound Davis. And a timeout asked for by Coach Smith. 4 seconds to go. They will have the ball about three-quarter court to go. And I'm not going anywhere. So
They're checking with the official. I'm not sure if it's where the ball's going to be. You cannot. They've inbounded the ball, so you can't go back to the end line. You have to go to around half court. And they're checking on that. Assistant coach Paskey, who used to be the head coach, checking on that. It'll be at least three-quarter court, maybe a little closer to half court. And the defense for Unitigo is out there already. On the floor for Unitigo is Tanner Winchester, who is, I think, trying to eavesdrop on the conversation on the green sideline. Also, Kellen Comenda, Jonathan Forte, Shane Bucci, and Jared Jones. That's the starting lineup for them. It's Wentlett, Race, Davis, Brooks, and Ekstrom. Ekstrom and Winchester matched up right now. With 4 seconds to go, they'll probably want it in Wentlett or Ekstrom's hands for a three-pointer. It is Race. Race to Ekstrom for three to tie it. Oh, it's in and out. It went in and came out. Oh, my goodness. Spartans survived the rough sprint out of here. And the Unitigo Spartans hold on to win. Final score, 48-45, and the Spartans remain unbeaten at 7-0 to lead the Mid-State Athletic Conference boys basketball standings. Green drops to 6-1. Sydney and Unadilla Valley also with one loss, anticipating that they would win this weekend. Or their next game, actually, Sydney's playing deposit. UV already beat Harpersville last night, so UV stays in there at 1, 2, 3, 4. Actually, UV is 6-1. They played their extra game, or this game they played last night. So they're 6-1. Green is now 6-1 in a tie with UV for second. Sydney a half game out going into tonight's game with deposit. But holy cow, that one was a hold-on-to-your-seat situation. Ekstrom shot a shot that he had made five times in a row against Sydney. This one spun in and out. It would have been fun to see what overtime had in store for us, but it was not to be. What an exciting game. A lot of good defense, some pretty good offense, a lot of fouls that were called, some that weren't, and free throw shooting was certainly a key in this game. So we'll wrap it all up for you as the postgame show begins, and we'll have our awards very shortly live, Tri-Town High School Basketball on WCDO.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count, and at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
We're your friends at Mang Insurance. We help you protect all of your most prized possessions, your car, your home, even your life. So if you're just not sure you're protected the way you should be, or you want a second opinion, call us at 1-800-965-MANG. That's 1-800-965-MANG. We're located in Sydney, Oneonta, Walton, Norwich, and Sherburne. We're the Mang Insurance Agency, and we've been making the difference and supporting sports throughout Chenango, Delaware, and Otsego counties for over 100 years.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
Okay, got it all wrapped up. I didn't have anything in the scorebook for totals that I was able to scribble it up, and make it happen. So this game over with fairly quickly. And, oh, goodness. Hunter Sowersby updating from Unadilla Valley, and it was the Harpersville heavy or high point total lead anyway after three, 47-25. And Hunter reports that Tatiana Sosnowski, one of the big three returning players for Harpersville,
is out of the game. He says her hip popped out and won't go back into place. So that is a concern, a physical concern for Coach Ahrensbeck. And so we wish that we don't want anybody to get hurt, obviously. And tonight was a situation for Tatiana that we hope can be remedied fairly quick. Depends on the diagnosis of all that. All right, well, let's total it up before we give the awards. Seems to work for me. For Green, again, they got off to the most horrible start in a game that they needed to get off to a good start. They did not. They had no points through the first 5 minutes and 46 seconds at the 2:14 mark. Joe Miranda finally put one in the basket off the bench after missing two free throws. Cullen Brooks had missed four free throws. That 0-for-6 start for Green from the foul line, they made everyone after that. They were 10-for-16 from the foul line. The problem is they didn't get to the line in the fourth quarter. So anyway, Joe Miranda off the bench, a nice effort for him. Two baskets, 0-for-2 from the line for four. Luke Erickson, freshman, 2-for-2 from the line for two. Cameron Race, Green's only three-pointer, which is very strange because Green has the capability of hitting many three-pointers. He hit the only one. And then two more two-pointers and 2-for-2 from the line. He had 9 points. Justin Ekstrom, just two baskets tonight for four. It was his shot at the buzzer that spun in and spun out. Josh Hurlburt, a basket for two in the fourth quarter. Brandon Davis got off to a terrible start. Did make a one-and-one situation in the second quarter. Had three strong baskets in the second half. He finishes with 8. And Colin Brooks, just the basket in the second quarter, and 2 points for him. Zach Wetwet led the way. 12 of his 14 came after halftime. In the third quarter especially, when Green started their comeback, outscoring Unitigo 18-15, he had two baskets and 4-for-4 from the line. He, again, is a crackerjack free throw shooter, and he went 4-for-4 tonight. Did not get to the line in the fourth quarter. And I know Green was very frustrated coming down the lane so many times and drawing contact and never getting to shoot a free throw. It was strange from this angle not to see them shoot any free throws at all. Unitigo in the fourth quarter didn't shoot many, but they shot 2-for-4, and that's how it wound up. But anyway, for Green, they totaled 16 two-pointers for 32, a three-pointer for 35, and then 10-for-16 from the line. They made their last 10 shots, so hats off to them for doing that, 45 points. Green is still going to be in the top four, you can be sure. They'll be in the thick of it and could very well get to Suco's Alumni Fieldhouse and crack that Sydney Unitigo domination. All right, for Unitigo, under JV coach tonight, Lou Kaiser, has a 1-0 mark as a head coach for Unitigo this year. But, well, again, it's a nice effort for Commenda and Winchester, the tandem that leads the way in just about every game that they played this year. Winchester leads the scoring for everybody with 21 points. He had 8 baskets, all from the 2-point range, a little less than his normal free throw shooting. He was 5-for-9. So that's the 21 points to lead the way. Kellen Commenda had 13 points, including 2 3-pointers in the third quarter, finishing with 13 points. He had 3-for-4 free throw shooting. 5 points for Jonathan Forte, including his first three-pointer after a ton of shots the last two games. I don't know what he did before that, but he doesn't miss by much. I know that's one of his better shots, and he finally got it to go. Big, actually, at a good time in the fourth quarter, gave Unitigo the 9-point lead before Green whittled it down to 1 and then eventually lost by 3, of course. Eric Hartshorn, a basket, 1-for-2 from the line for 3 points. Shane Bucci, 2 baskets for 4. Jared Jones got the first basket of the game. He did a lot of defensive work tonight, 0-for-1 from the line and 2 points. They were 9-for-16. So both teams shot 16 times. Green made 10. Unitigo made 9. The difference, Unitigo made 3 3-pointers. Green made only 1. All right. Let's start with the defense. Bang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award, sponsored by Bang Insurance, serving the insurance needs of the Tri-County community for over 100 years, proudly supporting local sports on WCDO. At Bang Insurance, we insure your life. This one, I really don't have any doubts about it. We're going to go with Jonathan Forte. He will win the defense award tonight. Forte quickest hands I've seen in a while, and he was constantly badgering Green's top-notch player, Zach Wentlett. He had a bunch of steals. I know he had a lot of deflections, and he just caused so much havoc. And some of the stuff that's not in the scorebook or not on the stat sheet, he stayed with guys who were driving on fast break layups and stayed with them and caused them to miss. And that, to me, I paid attention to that. I thought that was a phenomenal way to earn that award, was what he did that did not show up in the scorebook or on the stat sheet. So Jonathan Forte will win our Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award. Well, the Outstanding Offense Award, as you know, is brought to you by MBT Bank. MBT Bank is putting customers first every single day. They're happy to support the area's high school athletes. MBT Bank has served the community for more than 150 years. Member FDIC. Outstanding Offense Award tonight could go to a couple of people, but we're going to go tonight with Tanner Winchester. Winchester, you know, after 31-point night, what do you do to follow up on that? Well, you score 21 in a game where there's a lot less points to be had, and he scored in every quarter and was consistently a guy that Unitico could go to when need be, and not just for scoring, but also for his assist. So Tanner Winchester tonight will win the MBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award. And for the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, that's sponsored by ACCO Brands of Sydney, a proud supporter of local youth in the Tri-County area. ACCO Brands wishes the best to all players this season and reminds you to attend games of your school and cheer on these young athletes. I always try to ad-lib that ending thing because it's more than just basketball, of course. It's all kinds of stuff that's out there. And remember, those kids are only young once, and make the most of it if you can. And tonight's ACCO Brands All-Purpose Player, well, I think they switched awards from the other night, but we're going to give the All-Purpose Award tonight to Kellen Komenda. Komenda's another guy that just doesn't come off the court, and he's always in the thick of it. He's always on the deck. His hips have to be very sore after a basketball game. He's going to win our ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award. I want to kind of tease him a little bit because there's not a game I've done in his career, and I think this is his third season on varsity, where he has not crash-landed for some reason. Sometimes it's a good reason, sometimes it's not, but he's always on the deck and always a scrapper. And a gym rat like that, you just have to tip your hat to. So Kellen Komenda will win the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award tonight. Tanner Winchester, MBT Bank Outstanding Offense, and congratulations to senior Jonathan Forte for his work as the Mang Insurance Dynamic Defense Award winner. Well, these two teams could very well see each other down the road in either the MAC semifinals, the MAC finals, or sectionals, or all three. I guess you can't be all three. It's either semifinals or finals in the MAC, and then sectionals. A good game tonight, low-scoring defense, turnovers, all these things came into play. Unitico never trailed. Green was down by as much as 10. They had it to within one several times. Unitico survives it 48-45. Let's see before we say goodbye if there's any update from Unadilla Valley. I guess not. So we're going to go with the fact that Harpersville is going to beat Unadilla Valley tonight. Tatiana Sosnowski is injured. We hope that the Harpersville player can respond or rebound from that and come back and not miss any time, but we'll have to see how that goes. Thanks to Joe Gardner back at the station. Might be adding a game next week as Harpersville girls host Seton Catholic. That would be on my birthday, which is January 23rd. That's another Thursday night. Have to see if we could do that game, and I'm sure we can, if I can do that game. And if so, then we will definitely do that. And I know Joe needs to know if we're going to do that game. So Joe and I will talk about it off the air. We won't worry you with all those details. But we've got a lot of exciting games this year. And that's a chance for a non-league game of a lot of excitement. Seton Catholic against Harpersville. Outstanding basketball programs. We'll see if we can do that game. So until Tuesday night for sure, when it's Unitico girls at Sydney, I'm Greg Davies saying the final score once again, Unitico boys stay unbeaten in the MAC, and they take over first place. So the second place tie with Green and Unadilla Valley for now. The score tonight, 48-45. For WCDO Radio Sports, I am Greg Davies. Have a good night.